So that sannyasi, that disciple, he repented and again came back to Bhakti Siddhanta, requested him to accept him. Bhakti Siddhanta was very angry. He said, "All right, I'll accept, but you should be punished. You should accept my punishment." "So what punishment?" he said. "You sit down at the gate, you can stand, for 1 month, day and night, you sit down there, and while the Vaishnavas are coming, entering into it, the compound, and getting out, you pay sastanga dandavat and take the dust. For 1 month you should do it. Sitting there day and night, don't leave." This punishment inflicted on him. He cried, sat down and did it. Then Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati accepted him, but didn't give him the same status as sannyasi. He was a mere brahmacharya. He should not be given that status, no. This is the precedence. You understand? Bhakti Siddhanta did. I told this in the Vishnu. And question arose, if they come back, what will it be? So if they come back, they will treat it like that. And ask Mahajana first. Mahajana Jaina Lapasapuntha. They have shown the path. He should not be given the same status. He can no longer be a sannyasi. What to speak of Guru? Mere Brahmachari being. And serve the Vaishnavas. Let him serve the Vaishnavas.
Some say that these situations are all new and there's nothing been before, but actually everything is set
out. No, it's not new.
I've heard that Dharmananda, when he took sannyas, he brought that new, he already had difficulties.
Yes.
So why did Prabhupada give him sannyas even though he was having difficulties?
Prabhupada knew, but Prabhupada is very merciful towards his disciples. He gave him sannyas before that, by giving him this responsibility, the highest order, sannyas order, he will rectify himself, being conscious of his responsibility or his position. This work he gave, but he was not conscious. What to do? Therefore he fell down. He committed offense. And lotus feet of his guru. Because he thereby disobeyed his guru. His guru agnya parah, his nama parah, fourth one. To disobey the order of guru. That is one such parah. He committed that offense. So he gets the consequence. Obey his guru.
There's still hope for maybe next life or whatever.
Yes, whatever he has done, it is inexhaustible. Anything in this life, it will never get dusted. This will help him. Life at all, it is always there with him. This will never last. But in this life, the progress is checked up. Progress is checked up. This is the only thing. This progress is checked up. And then in the next life, we have to begin again from the point he left.
Yeah.
go down. That is according to Bhagavad Gita, Yogavasistha. Krishna will give that opportunity. Yes. What is that? Krishna is very kind. Mahaprabhu is very, very kind. Merciful.
There was one personality in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya who was smoking. That's it. We had that discussion.
Pundarika Vidyanidhi.
Some say that because it was a pure
devotee. Yes, chewing palm, Pundarika Vidyanidhi.
Would you be able to tell us the full story of that? Because we've heard many different versions. We don't.
Yes, Pundarika Vidyanidhi, from his outward dealings, you cannot understand him. He is a great Vaishnava, pure devotee. You cannot understand him. We have this thing. Vaishnava has two types of dealings. One is Krupa, another is Prabhunchana. It's a Sanskrit term. Krupa means mercy, Prabhunchana means deception.
Deception.
You understand? Those who is a pure Vaishnava or devotee, he sees everything clearly. He understands everything very clearly, in right perspective. You understand? So, if someone is very sincere in his heart, very pure, very eager to learn this Vaishnava philosophy. So he helps him, the Vaishnava helps him, he knows the heart. But if someone is superfluous, is not so serious, so for him, Vaishnava deceives him.
Mm.
You understand?
Yeah.
Just gives him outward some things, as Prabhupada was doing. The Karmis, big men, they are materialists. Prabhupada never disrespect them. When they come, Prabhupada give them nice food, feed them. They're nice, give them nice apartment to stay, give them a flower garland, let them be. Feel themselves very happy. Yes, yes, we are treated very nicely. This is Prabhunchana, cheating. You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Prabhupada never gives Krupa, but they can, they just help Prabhupada something, but becoming life member or giving some help, monetary, they get some security, but cannot get this pure Krishna bhakti. This is, Vaishnava has two things. Similarly, Pundarika Vidyanidhi was like that. Outwardly, nobody can understand that he is a pure Vaishnava. Very, very elevated personality. So, from his outward behavior, dealing something, he is a great, I would say, like a king, great king. He is enjoying, he is a great enjoyer, enjoying everything. His house is very nicely decorated. His body is very soft, cushioned. He is wearing this gold rings on thing on his fingers, you see, and chewing palm and spitting his and a golden
pot,
tikdani, we say, is gold, made of gold. It's like an emperor, Bhatsa. You understand? Outwardly one may see, oh, he's a Bhatsa. He's a bhogi.
Bhogi.
Bhogi means enjoyer. He's not Vaishnava, but he's a pure Vaishnava. So once, Gadadhar Pandit went with Mukunda Datta to புண்டரீக வித்யாநிதி. முக்குந்தத்தை தோல்வதாக பண்டித புண்டரீக வித்யாநிதி கிரேட் வைஷ்ணவ் சாதன. Let us go and have his association or see him. So, Gadadhar Pandit went with Mukunda Datta. But Gadadhar Pandit saw all these things, all kind of things. So he thought in his mind, how is it Mukunda Datta told me like that, but he seemed to be a great king, Badsha, emperor, great bhogi, great enjoyer. Just thought like that. And Mukunda Datta could understand this, that Gadadhar Pandit was thinking like that. So Mukunda Datta at that time recited a verse from this Srimad Bhagavatam. Aho baki ja stanakala kuntam jinghasaya prasadvi lebegatim dhatru chita kamba vayalu saranam. Was it? This verse he recited from Srimad Bhagavatam. Baki means putana, putana, demoness, smearing poison on her breast, went to Krishna to suck breast. But Krishna was so kind, he gave her the place with the mother Yashoda. Aho baki jastana kala bhutam. You understand? Because she allowed Krishna to suck to her breast, as Yashoda Mata loved. That means Krishna takes up the good things. Though she was killed for her demoniac teaching, but she was given that position. She uttered this verse, Aho Bhakti Yashoda Kala Kutum, Mukunda Datta. As soon as she uttered this verse, he said, Pundarik Vidyanidhi became ecstatic with bhav. You understand? He rolled on the ground and just kicked all these good asanas, nice asanas, and his spitting pot, everything kicked. And tears came out from his eyes. He was ecstatic with bhav. You understand? Romance. You see? It was inside. But outwardly it was not expressed. When Gadadhar Pandit saw this, then he could realize, oh, really he is a great Vaishnava, a devotee, good, pure devotee. But I have committed an offense by thinking like that. I have committed an offense, so I must be punished for it. What shall I do? I must accept him as my spiritual master. So I will be punished by him. The spiritual master punishes the disciple. Then this wrong will be nullified. Otherwise not. So he became his disciple. This is true.
So that chewing in pan, was that breaking the regulative principles?
Yes. That is breaking regulative principle, but those who are very, very elevated personalities, those who are in above stage, you understand, these vidhis, these regulative principles are not applicable to them, because they are in above stage, very elevated position. They have forgotten themselves. What I am doing, they don't know. You understand? They are bhajanamandis, we say. They are in bhava stage. But those who come down, step down, one step down, to come to the human society to preach, they should observe these regulative principles very strictly by in their lives, and thereby they will teach. You understand? Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, Guru Maharaj, Prabhupada Maharaj, they are their personalities. But they have come down, to preach and deliver the conditioned souls. You understand? So they were very strictly following these regulative principles. Unless they follow, the disciples will not follow by mere saying. They do like that. But those who are this bhajanandi, they do their own bhajan. They never come to preach. They are always in bhava state, like Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. They were Goswamis. They were in bhava state. So they were living outside the society. You understand? Prince Bhajananda Thakur, like they. They are living outside the society. So they said that Gaur Kishore Das Babaji stays where people pass through. You see? Why? Because nobody will come here. Yes, it's the place. We will not go there. But he says, why? Because if people will come, the people will disturb him. The bhava will be broken. So it is better that no people should come to me. Therefore, he was doing like that. Vaishya Bhaktivinoda Thakur was purchasing fish from the market. Fish. Vaishya Bhaktivinoda Thakur. You understand? He is a pure devotee, elevated Vaishnava. Like Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. He was purchasing, he purchased this fish from the market. And on the sun, he just sprayed those fish on the sun before his cottage, Kutia. You understand? It's bad order. You understand? Why he was doing it? Because people will never come. Oh, nice. Let us get out from this place.
What was the name of this one?
Vaishya Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Bhajananda Thakur.
Vaishya Bhaktivinoda. Bhadan means mukha, mouth. Vaishya flute. Means Krishna. You understand? Vaishya flute. Vaishya Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He was doing like that.
What time was he around?
He was contemporary to that Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. You understand? He was doing like that. Therefore we say, Vaishnavara Kriyamudra Vijnana Bhujhoi. Either a wise, a learned, a person named B, he cannot understand the dealings of a Vaishnava, what he is doing. You understand? Vaishnava Kriyamudra Vijnana Bhujhoi. So how could one may think, what sort of Vaishnava he is? He's purchasing fish from the market, he's eating fish. Like that, do you see? As I told the story of Pundarik Vidyanandi.
But he was actually chewing the pan.
Yes.
That's like an elevated Vaishnava, he wouldn't indulge in things like illicit sex immediately, would he?
No, I'm only chewing pan. He does not drink anything. Illicit sex or bad things. Immediately. He's chewing pan. You understand? And these things, they mean for outward, nothing more.
So his chewing of pan wasn't to become intoxicated.
Because he's very, as love, Shiva, and poison.
Yeah.
It's very powerful. The first one, powerful personality, we should not imitate them. We are very little. Very low. We should not imitate them. Very powerful personality.
Apparently, in the Gaudiya Math, some of the Western followers, even some of the Indian followers in the Gaudiya Math, they say that because Pundarik Vidyanidhi was taking the pan, he was very elevated than me too.
And that way they are imitating you. And that's not good. Don't imitate. You should not discharge that. Don't imitate the elevated, very powerful personality. Why don't you think, why do you think yourself, I am very powerful like you? That means you are very puffed up, you are proud. You will soon fall down. I am very insignificant. Another thing that Vaishnava is. Therefore, good thing. My Guru Maharaj said many times, don't imitate, but follow. Don't imitate it after that. Then do that.
So even now, today, there may be elevated Vaishnavas,
yes,
who may be appearing out of me like that, Lord. We shouldn't take them as an example to follow, but we should just respect.
We just respect them. We should not imitate them. We should pay respect. We cannot understand. Such persons are very rare. Very rare. Personal creatures. They are not found so easily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're cheap things.
Not so cheap. Very rare personal
creatures. What was the position of Srila Prabhupada's god brother Sridhar Maharaj?
Sridhar Maharaj, Prabhupada said, is a good voice. Now we have some philosophical problem or some philosophical questions to it. Answer, go to him and approach him. He is a very learned and scholarly person, knows philosophy very well. You understand? A learned person, nice person, that's all right. That's what Prabhupada said this thing. But I have never met him. I have never gone to him. What I have heard, that many come, these are many disciples of Prabhupada, like this one and takes shelter of him.
Yeah.
And so thereby he developed some sort of another mentality. What I have heard, but I don't know personally what really is. I have never gone to him. I think he is now past our life.
Yes.
Yes, he is no longer in this world. Mm. Anyhow, many have gone, Bhakti Charu has gone, many have gone there. Whatever, well, maybe we should not look at the past. He is a great Vaishnava. He is like our Guru, he is God brother of mine, Guru. My attitude is like that, you know, but they respect whatever it is. Let it be, if there is something that let it be, what is that mean? I want to see all these things.
We were all actually talking one day and we came to the understanding or agreement anyway that he must be a pure devotee.
Yeah, because Prabhupada has said this thing.
His writings are very, very...
Deep one. Very difficult to understand.
Yes.
He is a great scholar, Sanskrit scholar. I know from his writings. I have a book written by him, very stiff language,
yes.
Very not easy to understand.
That's why we didn't want to go and read his books, we just wanted to read Prabhupada's books.
No, we cannot understand. Very difficult. Even if we can understand Bhakti Siddhanta's writings, it's very stiff language.
Yes.
Therefore, my Guru Maharaj, Prabhupada Maharaj says, you cannot be disciple of my Guru Maharaj. It's very strict. You cannot understand. I'm reading many books there with me, written by Bhakti Siddhanta. There is very stiff, really difficult to understand. But very nice books.
I have one book called Relative Absolute Knowing, written by Bhakti Siddhanta. It's from Sridhar Maharaj's map. I read the first two pages and
You can understand.
Too much.
Yeah.
Even his English is...
English is also very difficult English.
Eloquent.
Yeah, very difficult English. But very rarely a has given or written something in English. Mostly speak Sanskrit, Bengali. That's Bengali speaks English. I have some books, I read it. But it is not ordinary. The root is not easy to read. Unless one has good understanding of the philosophy and knowledge in Sanskrit, he cannot understand.
Even his English is...
English is also very stiff like this. That book, Brahma Sangita, written in English, very stiff language. Prabhupada has written very simple English. Difficult philosophy expressed in very simple English. That is unique.
There's one story where some Prabhupada's disciples were asking, why don't you write faster? And he said, I can, but it's hard for me to write simple like this.
Yes.
Because there was some talk, some were saying to us that actually Prabhupada, his philosophy was like ABC, not so advanced. And we were arguing that actually Prabhupada is the most advanced Vaishnava.
Yes, definitely. You can understand.
We were arguing that actually Prabhupada is the most advanced Vaishnava.
Yes, definitely. You can understand Prabhupada.
He was so merciful to us that he gave us ABC to start us off.
Yes, Prabhupada has expressed things very simple, in simple language. Still, it needs further explanation.
We discovered that this morning.
Yes, it needs further explanation. Now, in Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada has written very simply, the purport of Prabhupada. I sit sometimes in evening that class that devotee takes up class. So he reads out Prabhupada's purpose in Oriya. Then I cross question, what do you mean by this? Prabhupada writes these things. Atmanubhuti, self-realized soul, and a person achieved complete perfection. So what is the difference between this? Self-realized soul and person achieved complete perfection. In one of his stories, it was discussed, was being discussed, read like that. That a person achieved self-realization must try to achieve complete perfection. That Prabhupada writes in his purport. So I asked, this is very difficult on my part to understand. As if I am a layman asking questions. So please, you are Acharya, you are speaking Gita, please explain it to me. Just for others' sake, I am asking this question. What is the difference a civilized person and persons trying to achieve the fullest purpose? What is the difference? So, that proper right, so it needs further explanation. So you cannot understand, a layman cannot understand.
What is the difference, Maharaj? What is the difference?
You don't know?
No. I'm a layman.
Self-realization is the first stage, preliminary stage. You understand? That means in this spiritual curriculum, it is the first lesson. Bhagavad Gita teaches, second chapter. You understand? Realize the self. I am not body, I am soul. Fullest perfection, complete perfection means to reach the lotus feet of Krishna, You understand? And this is not sufficient that I am not this body, I am spiritual. This is not sufficient. This is the beginning. This is the beginning, and that is the end. You understand now? The Prabhupada has written this only one sentence. So one cannot understand what is that. So this needs further explanation. Therefore we say, some say, oh, I am by reading Prabhupada books I can directly approach you. No, you cannot. You cannot understand him, Baba. Why are you so popped up? Hey, it's so daring to do like that. Not possible in the spiritual family. Just jump in your heart. No, no, don't do it. And put it into a ditch, Baba. Mm-hmm. And break your legs, arms, everything. Spiritual problem.
So the guru is like filling the gaps,
yes,
reading between the lines.
Yes, yes.
And the disciple has not the vision to say.
Mm. This is, as for example, yesterday, it was doing this stuff. He read that. Then I asked this question, what is the reason? Nobody can answer.
Yeah.
So? So, what is that? All say, yes, 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 yes. Some say, yes, yes, but when I ask question, nobody can answer. What is that?
Is it cheating?
So this needs further explanation. Therefore, guru is needed.
Alright, what's the position of, like, if devotees are not initiated and they go on Harinam, like, the holy name is transcendental, so when the general public hear the name from the Harinam party, what is the benefit for them?
Harinam is always transcendental.
Yeah.
Anyone, be he initiated or not initiated, chants Harinam, he gets its benefit. Do you understand? We have three things, three stages. One is offensive stage. One is chanting Harinam but commits offense, is not aware of offenses. So there is some effect, he gets some result. And another is conscious of offences and chanting. And third one is offenseless stage. You understand?
Yes.
The offenseless stage will give you prem, Krishna prem, love of Krishna. But this stage, namabhasa stage, conscious of offences, then no question of Krishna prem. That will lead you up to liberation. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
There are four purusharthas, dharma, artha, kama, moksha.
Mm-hmm.
But this offensive stage, anybody can chant, he will get these three, dharma, artha, kama, not moksha. You understand? Not liberation. Religiosity, economic development, and fulfillment of the material desires. That name can be.
So moksha means if someone's chanting on the offense,
upon conscious of offenses,
he becomes impersonal.
Namabhasa stage, he can attain this moksha stage, means liberation. You understand?
Does that mean impersonal? Brahma jyoti like that?
Moksha, yes, moksha means like that. It is liberation, or according to Vaishnava philosophy, liberation from the clutches of Maya.
Uh-huh.
That is liberation, mukti. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But you cannot get prem, love of Godhead.
Uh-huh.
Only love of Godhead can be attained through pure name, Suddhana.
Uh-huh.
These three stages are there. And every stage has its effect.
So, for the people in general, if we have Harinam and they chant even, then there's benefit for them.
Yes, those who have not been initiated and chanting Harinam, they will get up to this. That means up to liberation, as Ajamila got, isn't it? Ajamila?
Ajamila, yeah.
Ajamila, yes. He got liberation. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
If he commits no offense, he attends Namabhasa stage, so he got liberation. So he may go up to that stage, not love. Only love can be generated by initiation, by pure devotee. Otherwise, not possible. No.
Well, whether you had any advice for whether we should do our businesses or whether we should just go out and sell books and things like that.
You sell prasadam?
Yeah.
You give yourself offering of Krishna?
Yeah.
That means you're selling to devotees
only? To devotees?
Only devotees take it, or all the people also take it?
I sell it to all of the shops in the area, and the Kamis buy.
Kamis sure. Also take it. Mm. No harm. In Jagannath Mandir, temple also they are selling Mahaprabhu.
Sure.
The devotee can go.
There's
no harm.
What about with things like in Australia we sell oil paintings?
Mm.
So, is that a good honest business for a grihastha devotee?
Yes, grihastha must do some business, earn money.
Yeah.
Otherwise, how can he maintain family? Grihastha will earn money. Neither brahmachari nor vanprasthi or sannyasi are doing that business. So, grihastha can do that.
That's
right. That is everyone's asking. They earn money and he will give some. That means percentage of his profit to Krishna.
Some say 50% is minimum.
50% that's according to the Muslim. Best one, best process.
Yeah.
You can give 50%. Otherwise, give something.
Give something.
Some 25% or 20% like that.
What I do is we put on some programs, so I buy vegetables and we cook a feast. I use my time for cooking a feast.
Yes.
And we have some kirtan in class.
That's nice.
Also, that was just one of the minor things, but also with the family, I want to try and give my family the best spiritual life I can.
Isn't your wife a devotee?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Is it a devotee?
She joins 16 rounds and she follows the principles and we go to all the programs.
Is she initiated?
By Bhavananda in 86. Uh-huh. But she's very much eager to take initiation from you.
Uh-huh.
Actually, she's eager to
follow. The is both husband and wife should take initiation.
Yeah.
Actually, spiritual master, that is worse. Otherwise, they would face problem in their family life.
Yeah.
If one takes and the other doesn't take.
That's right.
So, both of them should take and accept the spiritual master. And both of them should be controlled by spiritual master.
That's right.
Otherwise, there will be a problem.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, some say that if the husband is initiated, then the wife is also, even if she's not. Because the husband is a Brahmin and she's automatically, she doesn't have to take initiation.
No, she must take initiation. The husband is initiated. He must inspire his wife to take initiation, to accept the spiritual master. Otherwise, the husband will face problem in controlling his wife.
True.
You understand? The mind is very wicked.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Especially, the woman in Srimad Bhagavatam said that however elevated a woman may be, her consciousness is inferior.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah.
So, she needs some control,
yeah.
A higher command. she may not obey so strictly the order of her husband.
Mm-hmm.
But if she accepts a spiritual master, she must obey. Spiritual master is controller.
Mm-hmm.
And in discipline, that means disciple means to be under discipline.
Mm.
Mm, so
yes,
that is better.
Yeah.
It is good. Both of them should take it. God accepts spiritual master. Otherwise there will be problems in your family life, in your conjugal life.
Yeah.
Yes, she may not follow or absorb this regulatory principles. You are absorbing, she will break it.
Yeah.
So there will be problems. So if both of them are initiated and you know, accept a spiritual master, so both she should be controlled.
Good. That's good. Another thing with the children, I have one baby, 5 months old.
Yes.
And we were going to try and come to India to see you, but with the baby so small, it's...
Yeah.
And of course, we couldn't... We had no money anyway, but...
I'll let baby be older.
Yeah.
For next year, see me go later.
So it doesn't matter if she has to wait for initiation for some time? Or?
Yes, let her wait.
Mm-hmm.
And if she has decided to accept me as spiritual master in her heart, and you will be initiated and give her the instruction, what is spiritual master instruction she will follow, that is as good as initiation.
Mm-hmm.
To accept spiritual master in the heart.
Yeah.
And this fire sacrifice and all these things is formality.
Yeah.
Less formality. The best thing is to accept in the heart.
Yeah.
Yes. Hearts of India.
Okay.
Yes. Most important.
I was wondering whether you'd be able to chant on some beads for us.
Oh, yes, I can.
So I had
chant
to...
a bead for her. You'll give her.
Yes.
You'll chant on it. That's all.
Because she needs some... inspiration.
Inspiration, and that is psychological.
Yeah.
Yes. That's yes, nice. Because, yes, that is needed. Yes. Spiritual master sent these beads for me, she has sent it.
Yeah.
So I will get some inspiration in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. Yes, I can do it.
That's good. She's only been initiated in Harinam. And she really hankers to take her Brahman thread so she can do some worship
yes,
and things.
So when I see her, then I can know.
It's okay. Because some devotees were saying, well, because I'm Brahman too, then she's automatically so she can go in a deity room. But and we had to do that in some temples because there was no one else. But we didn't feel like
no,
it was
no,
right.
No, that's not good.
Yeah.
Woman... can do deity worship in home, in the home, not in a temple.
At home?
Yes, at home, not in a temple. In a temple, the male brahmacharis are brahmanas. That is according to Shastra.
Yeah.
Women should not do in a temple, which is a public place.
That's
you understand?
Yeah.
But a grihastha can keep his own deities in his home.
Yeah.
The woman can do.
Yes,
and she must be initiated.
She must be initiated to do that.
Yes, otherwise how can she do?
Yes.
How can she do?
Hmm.
Because before doing puja, one must offer puja to his or her guru.
Yeah.
So taking permission from guru, he or she will do it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, how can he or she do? So that is a must.
So with our, like we were initiated by Bhavananda, I was in 81, and I have the thread.
Mm.
But how are we able to worship in the temples with our Brahman thread? Or in the...
That is discussed, that was discussed in our Jewish meeting.
Yeah.
This is for a short time, for emergency. But you must not, but this will not go on.
Uh-huh.
You must accept the spiritual master.
Yeah.
And when Guru is fallen, so when you chant Guru Gayatri, that question arises, whom do you meditate on?
Mm-hmm.
The Guru is fallen. So some say he must meditate, he may meditate on Prabhupada. Yes, that is for emergency situation. Garbha, you pray to Prabhupada, please help me. Please serve your mercy on me to get a bona fide representative viewers as my spiritual guide. That's only prayer to Prabhupada. That cannot go on.
She will be happy with that.
Yes.
So one other thing is, our son is just ready to take grains, 6 months.
Achha.
There's some ceremony.
I was hoping. Ceremony is Annaprasana ceremony is there.
Yeah.
We perform here.
Yeah.
Yes. Mantras.
So how should I go about it in Australia when I get back? I want to do some for his benefit.
Yes. You may do it. I'll tell you the mantras.
Achha.
You should be initiated as a Brahmin. So you can do fire sacrifice, and you can do.
Your godbrother Jodhama is here.
Jodhama,
so, he can also do. He was going to do the sacrifice.
Yes, he can. He can.
So, is that all that's needed? Just the sacrifice and some mantras?
Sacrifice and some mantras are there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would like to learn those mantras too, because I've never understood. I only know how to sell paintings. Our son's name is Charu. I've called him Charu.
Charu.
Charu. But I don't really know what it means, and I was...
Charu means beautiful.
Beautiful. We got it from the Krishna book. It's the 10th son of Rukmini. But I was just wondering, because like most devotees have a name of Krishna. So I was wondering how that relates to Krishna.
Charu means beautiful, literal meaning.
Yeah.
So Krishna is all beautiful. So in that sense, maybe Krishna has innumerable names.
Uh-huh.
So that is one of the names of Krishna. So we have that name Bhakti Charu Swami.
Uh-huh.
Charu is there. Prabhupada has given that name. So that may be one of the names of Krishna. All right, but there is one ceremony, is the naming ceremony, Namkaran Sanskar. The spiritual master do it.
Yeah.
Will do it.
Yeah.
Yes, babies.
I would like that.
Yes. Namkaran Sanskar and the son of Rasa taking first time grains. Those of you, we have 10 types of sanskaras, beginning from Garbhadhana, giving semen.
Yeah.
You understand? It's up to Upanayana.
Yeah.
10 types of sanskara.
Like from most of those samskaras, but I didn't know what to do, so I had 3 months, 6 months, and when the baby was born, and now it's 6 months, all I've done is cooked the feast and offered it to the devotees. And
there is a book written by Gopal Bhatta Goswami.
That's what?
The Sanskar of Deepika, that is with me.
You have it?
Yes, I have that book. And we perform sanskaras according to that sastra here.
Mm-hmm.
Of our disciples, babies, all these things.
What do here? What age is the Nam Samskara performed?
Namkaran.
Namkaran.
Yes, Namkaran Samskara is there. The spiritual master then will give the name.
At any age?
Huh?
At any particular age?
Particular?
Age.
Age?
Yeah.
Yes, age is there mentioned in that book. Yes.
Is it 6 months?
That means 6-7 months. Yes.
He will probably be too old for that. Can it be done a bit later? Or?
Later can be done.
Yeah.
Some it is mentioned. I'll see the book and tell you. I'll not remember.
Yes. That would be nice, because I want that he can, you know, become a good devotee.
Yes.
This is my desire. So we've done as much as we can, but I don't know any of the processes, so I've just given a feast to all the devotees.
And so all to right, Vaishnava will take feast and give us the blessings. That's all
right. So we have a problem at the moment with all of us. Gurudas has become very sick.
Gurudas?
He is always sick. Last time when he was in India, he developed a maybe dysentery, and he became near death. So he's getting that way now, so we're not sure how long he can stay. So, yes?
That Bindu Sarovara, I was telling you, or to whom I don't know, Lingaraj temple is there, the Shiva temple, and near it, there is one tank named Bindu Sarovar.
Yes.
You understand? And on the bank of the tank is one Vishnu Mandir. And Mahaprabhu went there and did Sankirtan and danced and took his bath on that tank, Bindu Sarovar.
So Bindu Sarovar, is that the drop from Krishna's eye?
Shiva did it.
Shiva did it? He built the lake?
He dug in that lake.
So that's why there's a Shiva temple next
Shiva
to it?
Shiva temple is there,
And many people in Bhubaneswar, they worship Shiva? So not so many Krishna bhaktas here?
Krishna bhaktas are there, many Vaishnavas are there. So, Shiva is Vaishnava Anangata Sambha Shiva, he is also Vaishnava. But in that way, that respect, and that Vaishnavas worship him. Gopis are worshipping Shivaji in Vrindavan. So in Vrindavan you find Shiva, there's Gopiswar Mahadev. The gopis are worshipping and asking for that boon that let Krishna be our husband. So we Vaishnavas worship Shiva and ask for only one thing, let Krishna Bhakti be developed. Not anything material. We never ask for. The karmis ask for material things. But Vaishnavas worship Shiva and ask for Krishna Bhakti, devotion to Krishna.
But we certainly come. Is that the lake they say that if you drink it, it's very good? Bindu Sarovara.
Bindu Sarovara, no, that water is not good to drink. There is another one. Near that, it is Kedar Gauri in temple. Near that, just close to that temple, is well is there. There's a Kedar Gauri well. That water is very good.
Very good.
You should drink it. Prabhupada drank that. That is very good for stomach. Yeah, Guru Das has stomach problem. So take that water and you'll be cured.
Maybe we should go. I have very bad. I have to take medicine
take
all the time.
You take one container and get some water. Yes, we sent that water to Vrindavan for Prabhupada.
Really?
Yes, Prabhupada stayed here 17 days, drank that water and got some room. Very good.
What is the story behind that water? Why is it?
That is Shivaji's boon.
Boon. He gave that light for that reason.
You get that water and drink it, that will be good for stomach. And especially this water in Bhubaneswar is very good.
All the tap water and
everything. No, this well water.
This well?
Well, you drink this water. Because this tap water, they mix something, some chemicals, you see.
Chlorine.
Well water, we have a well here. Drink that water, that's very good.
That's right.